The long-running school desegregation case in Hartford heads back to court this week. In the Sheff versus O'Neill case, the state says it wants to change an agreed-upon desegregation formula. But plaintiffs say doing that could lead to further racial isolation of Hartford's school children. For the New England News Collaborative, David DeRoche reports.
The case was decided back in 1996 when the Connecticut Supreme Court ruled that Hartford's de facto, or unintentionally, segregated schools harm children and deny them the integrated quality education they deserve. The state had to come up with a plan to integrate schools, and it involved a mix of voluntary programs, which included building large, high-tech inter-district magnet schools to attract suburban students to Hartford, as well as a two-way urban-suburban integration program called Open Choice, which offered incentives to suburban districts to accept Hartford students. At the moment, there are lots of open seats at Hartford magnet schools, all while Hartford kids sit on wait lists. That's because if the district let more Hartford students in, they run the risk of having too many minority students and falling out of compliance with the court order. So the state wants to fill these seats with more Hartford kids, and they need the court to okay it. Robert Cotto is an education professor at Trinity College and has been closely examining Sheff for years. He says the state's position has shifted away from the magnet schools as a primary solution toward integration.
I think there's a difference of philosophy between the Sheff plaintiffs who might say, you know, we have quality integrated education in these magnet schools and the open choice program. You know, let's expand that. Let's make that available to more students. And the state and the governor who would say, well, we think we've gone far enough, or we'd like to do this in a different way, either through charter schools or through, you know, school funding.
A major force in the pending case will likely be money, Cotto says. That's because the state's facing a major budget deficit, and building more magnet schools to further the desegregation effort would be costly. Paul Diego Holzer agrees. He runs Achieve Hartford. It's an education advocacy nonprofit. He says the magnet system has helped to integrate the schools, but more should be done to maximize options for families.
Keeping the percentages the way they are and keeping more Hartford students from having access is antithetical to solving Hartford. And I just think that there's got to be a middle ground.
The case heads back to Connecticut Supreme Court on Tuesday. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm David DeRoche in Hartford.